This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
The Associated Press reported that deaths among journalists killed in the line of duty are lower this year, but a journalism advocacy group says one reason appears to be that media workers are refraining from going to the most dangerous areas. The International Federation of Journalists said that 49 journalists have been killed so far this year. That's down from 95 deaths last year. The group said that even if journalists are showing more caution, that in turn means the public is less informed about some of the most deadly conflicts and human rights abuses. Another reason cited for the lower number of deaths is the decreased fighting in Iraq and Syria. So journalism... Still, can be a dangerous occupation, even if the number of deaths are down this year.
Absolutely. Nonetheless, no matter how large or small that number is, it's still very troubling, nonetheless, that professional reporters are putting their lives in hazard and harm's way for the job that they're trying to do in countries that don't necessarily recognize and don't want to admit and don't want to owe up to the truth. And regardless of that size, it's still very disconcerting and troubling. And I think this also speaks to, as you said, Rich, about maybe journalists not wanting to put their lives in harm's way because what they saw, what happened in recent history to Jamal Khashoggi and folks of that nature. And in places like the Middle East, Russia, where it's not unusual for on an annual basis to journalists to mysteriously disappear and turn up dead. This is still, no matter how big or small the number, is still a very concerning issue, I think, that we need to face. And it's what does it say about these countries and these governments where these journalists turn up missing or lose their lives?
It's really saddening because we are just looking at statistics of journalists dying. But these are just statistics, but look at the impact they add in the lives of people, right? You know, journalists are like, oh man, this is just someone who died on the job. These were people who were trying to give the people the information, the right information, and dying in the process is something really heartbreaking. And I really feel bad because it can be you and me, because we are all journalists. And as you mentioned, maybe the numbers are going down. That's a very, very healthy trend. But what about the people who have lost their lives? You know, I feel, you know, something that there shouldn't be any deaths at all. Technically, I think that should be the goal. For instance, you're talking about Khashoggi. And what about Daphne, who died last year? And now, death has sparked so much, revolt and, protest in Malta, in a very small country in Europe. Right. And now the prime minister has stepped down. I think that's the power of journalism. Even though she died, a goal or a drive to root out corruption in the small country was brought about after 2 years. I think, you know, this is something that I feel is a kind of an accomplishment. Even though she died, she made sure that people who are responsible for her death are brought to justice. But unfortunately, if you look at the numbers, most of the death that happens, the journalists that die, the persecutors or the people who are involved in that never get caught.
No.
And that is a very, very serious situation. Because if you just look at numbers, these people got murdered. But if you look at the statistics on the other end, 90 to 95% of the people who are involved in the murders of these journalists, they are never apprehended.
Rajvi, before we started recording, you were expressing some concerns too. Not just the number of journalists killed, but the number who get imprisoned while trying to do their job.
Absolutely. You know, for instance, countries like China, Turkey, Egypt, they are the worst offenders in terms of, prosecuting or jailing the journalists because they don't want anybody to write anything bad against the government. Saudi Arabia. I mean, these are the countries where it's practically impossible to express your views. If you do that, the thing is either you'll get killed or you'll be put in jail.
Well, and here in this country, the U.S., where our elected leader, our president, openly seems to admire authoritarian dictators, authoritarian governments, and sometimes at his rallies, tries to whip up a frenzy with the crowd to push back physically against journalists. This is a concern in this country too.
Well, the Trump administration has been threatening journalists and casting aspersions about journalists since he walked into office. And what's frightening is that a good number of people have bought into that. And what they're buying into is an authoritarian kind of a government, or governments that are run by religious zealots or oligarchies, I believe that they're referred to. And again, folks need to realize if they are giving this any kind of credibility or credence, what they're really supporting here. And the fact that some of these very extreme countries have gone as far as to suppress the free speech, and by doing that is to taking reporters' lives. And this is what they're essentially trying to do, and people need to realize that.
And I think personally it's a great time to be a journalist. I mean, this is the time where you can really prove your mettle as a journalist to kind of expose these kind of atrocious things that's happening within the system. And especially, we talk about America being a free country, where the land of the free, you're expressed to free to express your opinions and all that. People are even jailed in America for expressing their views. So I was looking at the list this morning. Apparently, even in North America, in Mexico, in Canada, people have been jailed for expressing their views, which is, I think, it goes against the Constitution itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a great time to be a journalist, Raj. I'm not so sure about that. It's a great time to try to be a journalist, perhaps, but so many are losing their jobs. I mean, that's certainly a concern, too, that we've addressed many times on this program, is there are fewer and fewer journalists out there to cover what's going on. And in terms of authoritarian governments, on PBS, there's a program, Rick Steves, Fascism in Europe, looking at the history, going back about 100 years, the start of fascism, the rise of fascism in Europe and Germany. And when you have an authoritarian government trying to quash dissenters, one thing they do is take over the media, and then they control the message entirely.
And I've always noted, and I tell our students, that, this is a very noble profession. Our industry is one that is truly one that seeks to find the truth, to inform, and plays a great role in our democracy. And I look at those folks who are especially foreign correspondents that head into these very dangerous areas and realms of the planet. And my hat's off to them as well. They're especially doing some very important and noble work, but especially knowing that they're heading into, literally war zones, places that frown upon the free speech and free press. And I applaud them for wanting to put their lives in harm's way to continue to seek out the truth. And more of us and all of us owe them a great debt for what they're doing.
And also, I was reading a news article about how they want to actually build something called fallen journalists.
Yes.
I think that's also a very good thing, because these people are dying for a noble cause, and they're just being kind of counted as many people are dying in the process. But we have to respect and also appreciate the service that they have rendered in terms of pursuing their job. And I think that's a good trend. I think they're going to build the memorial somewhere in Washington, D.C.
I believe so. And I believe the RTDNA and other organizations are behind that effort. Hey, we are going to wrap things up for today. We're going to take a couple weeks off for the holidays. Happy holidays to both of you and to our listeners. And we'll be back early in the new year right here at TSPR.org with more of Shop Talk.